This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRKBlack.com build.
This is the Fed Post.
Yeah. No, New York is a fucking hellhole. New York is a fucking hellhole, and like, you know. And like, I got friends from Jersey, whatever, and they come here and they're just like, they're shocked that everybody's like wearing masks outside.
Yeah.
And they have to show vax proof. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, Jugs, but like, literally every fucking restaurant and bar, you have to show proof of vax,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. I show quote unquote proof.
You're talking about in like regular restaurants, like,
yes,
just to go.
Yes
bro.
Fuck, dude?
Yes, bro.
The second you walk in the door.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? I'll go to fucking Jersey. Like right over the rip, like not even 10 fucking minutes go over and no one asks.
Dude,
no
you
one asks. And that's New Jersey.
You can leave the city, just go to like Westchester, right? And nobody's asking you for like, Westchester's a little different. I shouldn't say nobody. If you go upstate a little bit, nobody's asking for a fucking vax card. There's no mandate for it. Only the city mandates it.
That's the thing, man. It's like, yeah, people come here and they're like, they're shocked by it. They're kind of thrown off. They're like, what? Like, I have to
shell shock.
And like, yeah. And it's like, you know, that's why I get when people are like, oh, you know, New York's like his own universe, like, which is true. Absolutely true.
Yeah.
But I really believe like this is them, like, They want to expand this out. Well, that's undeniable.
Of course they do.
Like, they want it to be everywhere. They want it to. Of course they do.
Yes.
Whether they can, you know, that's up in the air. Everybody's debating that. That's for sure. But like, you know what I mean? Like, this is.
Well, also, I mean, it's a cultural hub. New York and LA are cultural hubs. And like, so even if it's not like a they want this to happen, I mean, they lead by example. And then that kind of filters through.
Yep.
Through cultural norms and just like general social cues. And people are going to start picking up and advocating for that kind of stuff and seeing it as more normal so that whenever it does come around, it's just like it's nothing.
Yeah, yep, but
like, and they're global cities too. Like mm-hmm. New York and LA are global cities. They're not American cities. They're part of the globe. Yeah. You know what
but
I mean?
Like I feel like they're just obviously they're fucking themselves because like I already have seen a trend of like one, all these places are leaving the city, and two, a lot of people are hosting events now in like places like Miami or like Austin or Dallas, right? Like Texas, Texas got like 70 new corporations to come in and set up on their state because it's cheaper and there's no mandates, there's no bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like a lot of Cali people go to Austin and New York people go to Miami.
Yeah.
I know, like, Rogan's in fucking Austin and, like, you know.
I was in Dallas recently. I liked it.
Yeah?
I like Texas a lot. I miss it. The only thing I don't like, I'm like, because I'm from, like, upstate, like, the nature's not there, right? It's, like, it's just flat. Like, yeah, there's grass and there's trees, but it's not, like, mountainous. There's no, like, forests. You get what I'm saying? Like, that feeling wasn't there. I always pictured myself, like, buying a house and, like, having a plot of land that had, like, a forest behind it or something, you know, with a little bit of a mountain. Like, I'm going up a hill to get to my house. Like, shit like that I'm used to. So when I went there and it while you could do, like, 90 to 100 miles an hour on the freeway and, like, nobody bothers you, it's great. But it's just flat. Everything is flat.
Yeah, I was only on like I've only been in like Houston Airport. Everybody was fat as shit. It was kind of mind-boggling.
Bro, I've flown through Houston so many times, dude. I know what you're talking about.
Bro, in the airport? Yo,
yeah, and it's a small airport. They have like a weird way they lay it out, so you feel kind of cramped in there anyways. Yeah, you're like, yo, we need to make this bigger, bro. Everything's supposed to be bigger in Texas.
Yeah. My girlfriend said the same thing about people in like South Carolina. She she never went. We went down to like Myrtle Beach, and she's like, everybody's so fat here. Like,
I mean,
obese. Like
people
obese
in the Midwest and in the South, we got some girth.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah, and like you know, when I was in Corpus Christi, wherever, like coast of Texas or whatever, like it was all flat, all highway. You're going from like mini mall to mini mall, like strip to strip, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strip mall.
It was kind of trippy, honestly. Now that I think about it, but like the food was cracking, obviously. But
but
I know
how it is.
Is that, huh?
Like outside of the city, that's how like America is.
Yeah,
it's all like strip malls, like corporations. There's no, like, yeah, you got your small villages that might have like one or two restaurants that do their own thing. But for the majority of the time, it's like fast food or nothing. That's why like you always see like the normie memes where they're like eating at Chili's or Outback for like their date or something, or like they're having like a celebration. It's at like Applebee's or TGI Fridays
because
that's normal America. Like that's like an average American night out, I guess.
Bro, there's some country rap song about Applebee's. and they play it at like football games on TV, and they have a commercial, and it plays on the radio. I heard it the other day.
I know, talking about
like bougie like Applebee's on a date night, and you're like, bro, what the hell are y'all talking about? But yeah, dude, I mean, that's kind of where I grew up, in that kind of environment, and yeah, that's what a lot of the country is. And people don't really know a lot different than that. So like when they do travel, they stick to the things that they know a lot of times too. So like you'll be going around, you know, from city to city, and you're seeing the same strip malls, you're seeing the same establishments. Yep. And there's like a sense of comfort in that for some people. But at the same time, like that's what is ultimately destroying the soul of these small towns, because like you drive through and you can see, you know, abandoned strip malls next to, you know, an open Starbucks or an open McDonald's or whatever, where local businesses that were there, you know, in the early 2000s, maybe the 90s, whatever, they were thriving probably enough to have strip malls and everything. And now they're just kind of gutted out. The parking lots don't have stripes on them anymore. You know, there's weeds popping up through them. But there's the McDonald's or the Taco Bell there. You know, there's five or six cars wrapped around it because it's the only place in town to eat. And then people are wondering, why are people fat in these areas, you know?
Yep.
That kind of thing.
No, yeah, I agree
like,
with you.
You know that meme where it's like, what was it, that 7-Eleven is like, we used to have a country or whatever, the 70s,
whatever. Yeah.
It's funny too, because it's like, you know, it's like that meme of like, you know, always conserving the thing that was like, you know, relatively recent or whatever, that was already kind of like fucked up, was like, that it makes sense. Like the strip mall thing is like, yeah, obviously that's not a real communal thing. Obviously that's like, they've already gutted whatever regular community there was or whatever, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you get why people would be nostalgic about it, because it's like, that was the last thing that they remember. You know what I mean? And even that is going to get fucking disintegrated into fucking remote lib pandemic bullshit, whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's going to be like pushing like Uber Eats down your throat. Like there's already these, like, if you look on Uber Eats, especially in the city, there's like you'll see a bunch of these different restaurants pop up and you're like, I've never heard of this. Like, what the fuck is this? And it's like a micro kitchen. Like it's a kitchen that doesn't have a storefront. It could be like on the fifth floor. Yo, they're cooking up meals and selling it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I seen that. The fucking, what was it? They were like ghost restaurants. I saw some like
micro
World Economic Forum. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what that is. Yeah, World Economic Forum, which were the people that were like, oh, you'll own nothing and be happy, whatever. They were just like, yo, it'll be great. Like, you'll have ghost kitchens where, like, you know, nobody's there. And it's like, it's not really like a real place. It's not a real restaurant. It's like a tiny kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
What pisses me off about like Uber Eats and like all those delivery apps and shit is that, like, more so in the city and even outside a little bit, a lot of restaurants offered free delivery to begin
with. Yes, dude. And they paid people internally, and bullshit.
Yes, yes. And like now you order, you know, let's say you order McChicken from fucking McDonald's, which isn't even, it's like $5 on the Uber Eats app if you're in the city, right? It's like, oh, service fee $3, delivery fee $4. Oh, would you like to tip the guy $7? It's like, yo, what the fuck? Like the McChicken was $1, now it's, or should have been $2, now it's like $15. Like, that's
true.
Insanity.
That's true. And the restaurants would be like, please don't fucking use Seamless, please. We have to use it, but like, you know, to stay in the business, whatever, please don't fucking use it. Cause they're like, yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's just like, you know, that's true. Some of them would just be free delivery or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
bro. I try to look out.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I try to look out for like the local delivery because it's less of a fee and stuff, but there's less and less of those around now. Like, you can search Google, like, local delivery near me that's not Uber, and like that number of restaurants is just falling drastically.
Yeah.
A, because they're either shutting down, or B, they're just going, oh, we could eliminate like half of our staff and just like sell this out to Uber. Yeah, we'll do that instead.
Yeah. So there's like, I think it was in Wisconsin, these like restaurant owners in this town got together and basically made their own service.
Nice.
Like, you know how they're always like, if you don't like it, like build your own, you know, like build your own Twitter if you don't like it. And these restaurant the owners literally, like, they all banded together and they're like, okay, fuck you. Like, we're going to build our own then. And like, they don't charge delivery fees. There's no service fees. Like they pay their delivery people like, well, you know what I mean? Like, they get tipped, you know, and it worked out better than when you have like a massive corporation just coming in and going, I'm taking like a portion of this, even though I didn't do jack shit, but be a middleman.
Mm-hmm.
For something that didn't need a middleman.
There was a local company where I went to college at, and you could call them up and they had like a list of like six or seven restaurants that they would go to. And you could like order from any of those six or seven and they just go pick up your food and bring it to you. It was kind of like that, like kind of like an Uber Eats or something before that actually came around. And they were fucking crushing it. And I had friends that drove for them and they paid pretty well. But that's, I think that's pretty much gone now there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's almost.
Yeah. What were you going
to
say?
I'm just like, big tech seems to like put their hand in almost like any sort of like market that they can. Like you saw, like you were making fun of it on Twitter, the finance your Papa John's or whatever. Finance your Papa. Like, bro, like really, like, and there's some fucking fat ass, dumbass normie who's like, oh, I could put my $20 pizza on credit and I'll pay it off on payday. Like, I don't have to wait anymore. Great. It's like, dude, no, you're going to be in debt forever.
Yeah, just rolling debt.
Yeah, you're going to keep like paying it off just in time to get your next pizza. And yes, you just keep doing that, pushing it off.
Yep, yep.
You need your next fix and you're just a dope head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like the Chappelle meme. You're like, hey, bro, anyone got any of that like marinara sauce?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. That shit is some sicko shit. It really is sicko shit. That whole financing the pizza. But you know, a lot of people are in fucking credit card debt. You know, it's mm-hmm. something that I don't do.
Huge.
Because it's like most of the country or whatever. Like, I don't do that because like I'm too like cautious or whatever to do that. But like, that's a very normal thing. People fucking do that shit. And yeah, you can blame people for that. Sure. You could be like, yeah, people are too consumer brain and they spend beyond their means. Sure. I understand that. There's some truth to that, obviously. But like at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I don't know,
dude. They throw those things at people like they're nothing, especially when you're like 18 or whatever. If you're someone who went to college, especially, they're giving it to you. You're already in a lot of debt if you took out student loans. And they're like, hey, here's some credit cards, actually, for no reason that you're pre-approved for, though you've got no reason to be. So just have fun with that shit.
The credit cards are a little different because like when I turned 18 and got my first credit card, it was like a $300 limit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot.
Yeah,
right. Dude, I could get thousands. Yeah, now I'm in like, I could get like a 10,000. I mean, I'm sure I get higher, but right now it's at like 10,000.
I just got a credit card for the first time like last year, and it took me so goddamn long because like now I'm in like my early to mid 20s, and so I went past like any time where they were just going to get me on credit as a young person. So then I was just like 23 with no credit report and no type of history of credit. And so it was so hard to get anything that wasn't just like I had to give the bank $300 and then they pre-approved me for a $300 credit card. I'm like, bro, I'm just using my own fucking money right now. Like it's kind of a bitch, but like, I mean, then you can build credit obviously and go from there.
Yeah. It's just sad. It's almost like the payday loan.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're always at like those or like those check cashing places where like you get your check, you bring it there, they cash it for you. They take like fucking 15% of it to cash it for you. And like those are always in like low income areas because those are the people that do it. And they're taking advantage of these people. And it's like, dude, just go to the bank. It's free. Like if you have direct deposit, like you get a free checking account. Like I don't understand. Like they don't trust the banks, I guess. I just don't get it.
Yeah. There's that shit is the check cashing shit is kind of wild. And all this usury shit. I mean, like, you know, I think if there's that many people getting like on that shit, I tend to start to think, all right, maybe it's not really the individuals. Maybe there's something else going on where it's like, all right, there's something.
Yeah,
there's something that's like making it easy for people to like, all right, they'll give you like fat credit where you shouldn't get it, maybe. And like it's like with the housing crisis, you know, people always say like, oh, the housing crisis was people's fault. You know, obviously there's an argument for that. People were like
the banks, but
dude, they're getting subprime loans to people and shit that like shouldn't be getting any type of loan. And they're like, yeah, you could get like four houses, whatever.
They were like, yeah, here's three loans and you have zero income. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, but people, you know, you guys know that like they were saying that was people's fault for that.
Of course.
Saying like, oh, it's not the banks. It's like you guys were greedy, which is like, yes, obviously. That's not deniable. It's like, yeah, people were fucking, you know, they were biting off more than they could chew. They were being stupid, short-sighted, whatever the fuck. Like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but when you're not a money person or a finance person, or you're not strong with numbers, you go into an office and they're like, "Oh yeah, you're approved, bro. It's no problem." You're like, "Oh, yeah." They basically said,
"Bro, you could make mad money, mad fast." Like they're like hustling everybody.
Yeah.
And you don't teach like personal finance in school. Like, what do you expect? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're taking advantage of people.
Yeah, and that's basically what happened was that they were giving out subprime loans to basically anyone because they like everyone was making money. Like the brokers were making money, the banks were making money off of this shit. If like a normie doesn't know any better, if you told him like, "Hey, like I can get approved for a house right now based on my like six, like I made 110K this year, right? So far." And like they would approve me for
What? Oh shit, nice.
So like, thanks. They would approve me. They would like approve me for like a $1 million mortgage. And it's like, "I can't afford that." They're like, "Well, based on your income, you can." And I'm like, "No, I can't. Like after tax and deductions, like it literally makes no sense." Like, or like you're looking at it and you're like, "Yeah, I can afford it, but like I'm going to be broke. I'm going to have like $20 at the end of every month." Like it's still like broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're doing that shit with cars and stuff now much worse because like the car market's gone super crazy.
Fuck.
I know some people that sell cars like for various dealerships or whatever. And they're just like setting people up with loans that are like $600 a month because now it's crazy how expensive it is to buy a car new.
Oh, yeah.
And so, these are
used cars from like 10 years ago that are worth more than the fucking car now, like the updated model now for new.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
You're buying like a baseline Nissan for like $435 a month or more, dude. It's like, how the fuck are they going to afford that actually? Yeah.
And it's two reasons for that. It's because everyone during the pandemic was buying used cars because they had no money to buy a new car, right?
Mm-hmm,
right. And then there was magically, as that was happening, two of the three chip factories that build like the chips that go into computers, cars and computers.
Shortage.
Yeah, they burned down. Magically, these two factories burned down.
I didn't know that.
That's what what I heard and read. They burned down. And now there's a shortage. I bought a car in April and I got a deal on it. It was like 0% financing. It was what Subaru was doing for that month. Mm. And it ended up being cheaper than if I got a used car.
That's like, crazy.
In the market now, it's cheaper to buy a new car.
That's the thing. That's what tripped me out, because my family's got this old ass van since I was a kid. And they had to the economy's been rough on them for the last 10 years. They had like downsize the crib and like, you know, get a new car or whatever. And like, they kept the old car. And they've like, my dad's like stubbornly trying to repair this shit. And it's like, "Yo, bro, this car is fucked." It's like the door, like it's an automatic door and it scrapes the side of the car.
It's fucking
shut down in the middle of the street with my mom in it. I'm like, "Bro, get rid of this fucking thing. Are you crazy? Like, get rid of this shit. It's a death trap."
I
was like a fucking Honda Odyssey or whatever from 2000 or something. I don't know.
Bro, that's the shit my family whipped. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I whipped that shit, bro. I used to have the friends in there. Everybody like hotbox that shit.
The cloth seats, machine. Bro.
Honda makes a good car.
They do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But like, but yeah, I was trying to find fucking a new car for them. And I was like, "Holy shit." Now I get why they didn't get a new one. Because I'm like, "Yo, the prices are fucking insane." I thought I would like split a lease with my brother or whatever. I'm like, "Yo, the prices are crazy."
Yeah,
right,
but
now
leases are a scam too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're paying $300-$400 on a car you got to give back. It's like renting, you know.
It's not even an asset because you want the asset at least.
It depreciates the second you pull off the lot. But like once you pay it off, it's like it's yours. Like you have a car now to drive for free, you know.
Yeah.
Except insurance.
And with gas prices and shit, like, like everything's just, yeah, being a car person is like, wild now.
I drive,
I'm in the city though, but yeah.
I drive like, I'm going to end up driving like 30,000 miles this year. Well, at least from April, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of driving. That's a shitload of driving for like the average person. But like the gas prices, like people are like, "Oh, like it only went up like, you know, a few dollars and cents." I was like, "No, like you don't understand. Like if it took me $25 to fill up my tank 2 years ago and now it's costing me $60 and I'm filling up twice a week, like it went from $60 to twice a week to $120 twice a week. It's a huge difference." That affects your bottom end a lot.
Absolutely.
Like I just told you my salary, right? And I still like not really struggle, but like to like do the things I want to do and like save, you know, for things, and also like enjoy and have a, like a decent life, like go out like once a week or whatever, or twice a week or for the weekend, it like you're you struggle even at like my salary range. You're still like, fuck, it's expensive.
Yeah, because everything costs more. And like, yeah, that gas thing is like, you don't have a choice. Like, you have to spend that. That's not a negotiable expense. Yes. It's like, that's why it's funny when Buttigieg was like, gay ass Buttigieg was saying, just get an electric car, bro.
Just get a Tesla, bro. Yeah, just get a $130,000 Tesla. Yeah.
Then you don't ever have to worry about gas prices again.
Yeah, you just have to worry about your like your fucking electric bill skyrocket and causing an energy crisis next.
Yeah, and then they tell you, wait, you can't be charging your cars this week.
Sure, I'm sure you remember in the city this past summer, they were literally telling people, turn off your ACs. Bro. Please conserve energy. Bro. It's like 110 degrees out, and they want you to turn your AC
wild,
off.
Dude.
But Times Square is lit up like a fucking Christmas tree.
I remember I tweeted about that. And like, did you get that text too? Like the emergency text?
Yeah.
That shit was fucking weird. I was in a bar when it happened, and everybody was just kind of like nervously murmuring about it or whatever. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? This shit is weird, man. Like, I've never seen that before.
So what Con Ed does is basically like, we get all of our power from Niagara, pretty much.
Right.
We don't make it anymore in the city. They got rid of Indian Point, right? They that was in Westchester's nuclear power plant. They shut down that reactor. There's no power from there anymore. None of the they told Con Ed back in like 2006, oh, you can't make power and sell it and deliver it. You have to sell the power plants. So they sold off all their power plants that generated power, which weren't a lot. So every year when there's like a heat contingency or a heat wave coming through, Con Ed has to like drop their voltage, like to save these underground lines from blowing up. So Con Ed has, they're called primary lines or feeders, and there's a shitload of them in the city and all throughout the city. And when there's too much draw on them, right, like amperage wise, like from your ACs, like they'll just blow up. Like they'll, and then they have to transfer, when one line blows up or they have to shut it off, they have to transfer everybody that's on that line to the other line.
Right.
So now you're putting double load on another primary line. So they always drop the voltage down. And that's why they scream, conserve energy. There'll be more blackouts. And I'm calling it now in the city. There'll be, especially New York City, there'll be a shitload more blackouts.
Yeah, I feel like every summer there's been like some brownouts, blackouts like here and there, and de Blasio will be like, oh shit, this shit sucks, bro. And like, you know, not really do shit about it. And like, to be like, we got to solve this or whatever. And like, you know, there's nothing really done about it, really. I mean, it's just like,
no, because
it's an ongoing problem.
Honestly, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but it's proven that the cleanest energy is nuclear energy. It's just the fact, dude. Like, and they're like, the people, the Westchesterites, as I call them, they're like, oh, Indian Point, it's really bad. Like, it might blow up. And like, it might be like Chernobyl and we'll all die. And it's like, okay, what do you suggest we do as a solution if we close Indian Point? And they're like, I don't know. So what they did was in Dover and in Marlboro, they built natural gas plants, right, or coal plants to make up for the lost power from the nuclear power plant. I'm like, so you're polluting the environment almost twice as much with coal and natural gas to get rid of the cleanest power plant you have in the state. It's so stupid.
Yeah. And Chernobyl, which is like horrible, like worst case scenario situation, like what, fucking 20 people died? Like over the course of time, that's not nearly as big of an issue as it's made out to be. Like, people think that if there's one nuclear reactor, like half of the country is going to die if it melts over. And it's like, no, the probability of that happening is actually really low. And even if it does happen, it's really like, it's a disaster and whatnot, but it's nothing compared to just like endless oil spills, endless people like having to conserve their energy and shit, because we won't actually improve our infrastructure or improve our energy system at all, because we're, you know, worried about, we remember seeing in the 80s in the Cold War, this shit happened in Russia and that was bad, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know shit about energy. I'm not going to pretend like I do know, but I do usually hear that nuclear is like the way. And like, you know, like, yeah, there's Chernobyl, there's
Hiroshima,
what happened in Japan. Yeah, like Fukuyama or whatever, like that.
Oh yeah, Hiroshima was accident. The bombs. Whoops.
Whoops. That wrong was nuclear. That was not an L, yeah. That was a W.
Wrong nuclear, my bad.
No, but you know, there's like, you know, there's accident, but it's sort of like that thing where it's like, you only, when something like that happens, you gotta hear about it. When a nuclear plant works well, you're not going to hear about it. Why would that be in the news? No one's going to talk about that. So it's like, it might be that type of media, like, you know,
yeah, but impression. The irony of it all is they closed that reactor in Indian Point, right? And where does that stuff go? The energy that's there once they shut it down? Nowhere. It has to stay there. Can't move that shit. Like that, the event of it exploding is still there. Like that possibility is still there. So like you did literally nothing but fuck New York State out of energy. Like made no sense. And a lot of jobs.
Yeah. And, you know, I honestly, I'm very conspiratorial or whatever, like relatively or whatever. And I really believe like the rolling blackout shit and all that shit. Like I really believe like, especially what happened in Texas or whatever, when they had their crisis of like the water supply or whatever, like I really do believe, like, you know, and like what we're talking about with the fraying infrastructure of like New York transit infrastructure in the country in general, whatever, like I really believe they would be happy to just let shit fall apart
of and course.
Then tell you, like, you know, the reason why it's falling apart is because you are consuming too much, even though you pay tax dollars and, you know, we're the richest country in the world, we got all this money. And billionaires in this country or whatever getting like their third blowjob on the 50 yacht or whatever. But for some reason, we can't keep your lights on or whatever. That's supposed to make sense or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like this is a way of like just, you know, just coaxing over like how, you know, just applying blame. It's like climate change. Like, oh, you didn't use a metal straw. That's why the planet's going to flood.
Yeah.
That's why the polar bears are going to die or whatever. It's like it's just deferring blame to individuals for shit that they're responsible for.
And a classic example of that, it was like in New York City, they're telling you conserve energy, but Times Square is lit up like a chimney because, but they paid for those ads. They paid for, we can't shut them off. They paid for those. It's like, I paid my electric bill, motherfucker. Like,
exactly, bro. That's exactly it. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll give you shit about the plastic bags and the plastic straw, but they'll let BP or whoever the fuck, you know, do whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah. Or like keep pumping that oil out to make the goddamn plastic bags that they're selling you in the first place that they're going to blame you for using, dude.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It's like, you know, that shows you where their priorities are. Same with COVID. Like, they talk all this shit about COVID, but behind closed doors, you know, they're partying, they're living it up. These mayors in these lib cities, Obama's got his fucking retreat. Obama's getting waterfront property. Like, that's the biggest tell you need to know to be like, is this serious? It's like, well, they don't take it serious, so why the fuck should I? Like, I'll take it serious when they take it serious.
Yeah, like
when
they look scared,
I'll take it serious.
You mean like the insurrection when they look scared?
Wait, what?
Met Gala. Remember, like all of the celebrities and politicians that were there weren't wearing masks, but their entourage or the staff members or the photographers, all the servants had to wear masks. Mm-hmm. So you know, there's something wrong with that picture. And if that doesn't click in your head as a normal person, I'm sorry, you're just retarded.
Yeah, in New York, that shit trips me out, man. Like every bar I'll go to, like they'll do the vax mandate, then you take off the mask, and then you can act like a normal person, but all the staff has to wear the mask or whatever. That shit is weird, man. Yeah. Everywhere I go, it's like normal now.
Or wear a mask to walk into the restaurant. The second you sit down at your table, though, you can take it off.
Right.
Like there's an invisible force field there that like just protects
even
you.
Even in Miami, when like I went to Miami last year when it was like Christmas or whatever, like I was like, oh, it'll be based there. It's not going to be locked down there because New York was locked down. I went down there. It was based for sure. It was like, you know, it wasn't like locked down or whatever. But even there, certain places would be like, you got to wear the mask if you get up to go to the bathroom, if you walk around, if you walk in, but you can take it off when you sit down. I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, even in Miami, it was like that. And it's fucking Florida. Like, you know what I mean? There's no law there.
People have just gotten so comfortable, like firmly planted in just like completely upside down reality where shit just literally doesn't make sense. And they're just accepting it like it does. Like, oh yeah, you got to wear this mask for the 3 feet that you walk. But the whole hour and a half that you're here, you don't actually have to wear it while you're sitting down. And neither is anyone else in this room. But once you get back up to walk 3 more feet, you better put that thing back on. What is that in the first place? Or even pretending that masks do a goddamn thing at all in the first place. like, which they fucking don't. I don't know. I don't know how we come back from something like this, dude.
For real.
Or how seriously. About like the outdoor eating, right?
Oh my CIK? God, dude.
With like, they build these, like, they let up take up sidewalk space with these houses.
Like greenhouses,
bro. Like, and they're like, oh, this is safer because there's positive airflow. I'm like, buddy, there's like one window. It's like literally the same if I was eating inside with an open window. Like, there's no difference.
That shit is amazing. Yeah, exactly. Like, they create the indoor but outdoor.
Yes.
And it's like, I remember like in New York, like it would just progress. Like, you know, at first it was like, oh, we'll set some tables out. Then as it got colder, they'd have like some walls. And then it would just keep progressing until it was like a shed outside on the fucking street.
Yep.
Of like or all
sidewalk.
These places.
Yep.
Yeah, on the sidewalk or whatever. Like it was progressing that way. And like as it progresses, you're like, all right, well, now that this is finished, this is basically indoors. Like, you know, it's like none of this shit makes any fucking sense.
Meanwhile,
it's really embarrassing.
40 handicapped people in wheelchairs just clogged up on one side trying to use the goddamn sidewalk.
Right.
Yep. You got all these outdoor eating spots. Everyone's squeezing in between. My favorite's to like light a cigarette as I walk through them. I'm like, all right. One time one buddy was like, you got to put that out. I said, I don't got to put shit out, asshole.
It's a sidewalk. Fans.
I'm like, this is a sidewalk. Like, you can't tell me that, you know, you don't own this sidewalk. What the fuck?
Cigarette's actually good for you if you got COVID. So they probably should be thanking you.
Based. Yo, they've persecuted the cigarette smokers, you know, for decades now.
They have.
You can't even smoke on any platform, like train platforms, like subway I get, but like the outside subway platforms or like Metro North platforms that are outside, you can't smoke on those. It's not allowed.
Those are outdoors, right?
Yeah. They're literally outdoors, and they're like, the underground ones, I get it. Like you're indoors at that point. But the like the one that like is elevated in the Bronx and shit, or like Metro North outside of the city, or like 125th and Harlem Metro North, those are all outside and you can't smoke up there.
Yeah, and near my job, I would just like have to walk a while, and you know, this. So you know, man, we're the most persecuted. Cigarette smokers are the most persecuted next to gamers.
So that's true.
That's how I feel.
They should bring back just chiefing down stogies inside, bro. I think that it'd really help us. Like, I think it'd help smother all the COVID toxins in the air.
Yo, people should wear suits on planes again, like how we used to.
Wear
a suit on the plane, and you can smoke on the plane. You know, back in the 50s, whatever, people would take the plane, like when the plane was new or whatever. Like,
you dress up for the plane.
People would come
you would
up
dress
on
up.
A suit.
Yeah.
Like, now I'll go in joggers. I'll go in joggers or whatever. Like, that's what people do, like sweats or whatever. But back then, you got to pull up, like.
But back then, they were like, the airlines were actually like competing to get you on their flights. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, they were offering you, like, it could be like an hour flight, and they're like, you'll get like, they're like, suck your cock, please. Fly America, fly United, don't fly America Airlines.
Our
like,
this will suck your dick right there.
Yeah. And nowadays, it's like, oh, here's like 2 inches of space. Oh, you don't like it? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. They're like, you'll be lucky to get a flight and you can only bring your wallet.
Yeah. They're like, you ever
your
see this?
To carry on. You got to check in your wallet.
You guys watch South Park at all?
Yeah, definitely.
You ever see the episode with like the cable companies?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's like rubbing his titties. He's like, oh, maybe you can go try another cable. Oh, that's right. There's no other cable companies around.
Like, yeah, bro. He's like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's like that. Like every company, like anytime like some sort of like government regulation gets involved, those companies turn into that where you have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're just monopolies. It's like, all right. I got there's no competition. It's not even real capitalism or whatever. Like all the people that love real capitalism, it's not even that. They'll even admit that. It's like, no, it's some like weird shit where there's no competition.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with capitalism. My issue is more with like crony capitalism, where like these corporations are like purposely doing evil or like purposely like not giving back what they should. You know what I mean? And like taking advantage of the workers, taking advantage of the environment or whatever. And then just being like, oh, haha, like it's legal so I can do it and I can make money. That's what capitalism is about. It's like, yeah, but like a lot of the great like capitalists that during the Industrial Revolution, like started, they all gave back. They were all like philanthropists. You know what I mean? Like they gave a lot of money back. It wasn't just like, I got to make it for the stockholders and fuck everybody else. Like.
Yeah, well, now the incentive is all there. It's just only for profit. And like now that you have stuff like stockholders and shareholders and boards and shit where you don't even – like even if you own and run a company, if it gets to a certain size, you're not actually the one that's in charge there. And so you're having to, you know, make – fealties to the people who actually own all your stock, and these people who their specific goal is just interest, or not interest, but return on their stock portfolio. So
yes,
they're not worried about you giving back or about your like objectives, your goals. All they're worried about is their capital going up. So it's like capital is kind of like really whittled itself down to being this most efficient, the most efficient system that it can be just for capital accumulation. Like it's not worried about people or the human element at all. It's all been stripped away to where it's just actually, how can we accumulate the most amount of capital in the smallest amount of spots and in the least amount of hands as possible?
Yep. How can I make as much amount of profit to give back to the stockholders, shareholders? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like shit on CEOs, and it's like the CEO isn't really like, yeah, he's in charge, but not really. It's like Elon Musk said, it's like just like a made up fuck title, because it's really the board members and the stockholders that like they have stockholder, if it's an open company, if it's a public company, I should say, that like control all these things, that they vote. They're like, no, we don't want that. It's like, hey, do you want to give back to the workers? No, we don't want to do that. We want more profits. Like, obviously they're not voting on shit like that, but like,
no, it's true. No, it's true. And my biggest thing too is like corporate welfare, like the federal government giving them money from tax dollars.
Yeah. Of course.
What the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care, like, you know, whatever end of the spectrum you are, wherever you are on that political compass, who the fuck is in favor of that? I don't think anybody is.
No. Like, that's, I mean, the corporations are, and so are the politicians that are being paid by the corporations and installed there in the first place by their donations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the same with like the companies that have these models of like they'll pay their workers with like literally nothing or like below minimum wage even. And they're just like, oh, you need more money? Oh, go apply for welfare. And they basically just become like their workers are just like welfare, like they're stuck on welfare and working.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's their whole model. Their whole model is, oh, get more income from welfare while working here. Like we'll pay you just enough to not break that limit. And then after that, you can collect. So it's like, why is that your model?
Yeah, because then they're like, it's another government subsidy where it's like, oh, you know, we'll let the taxpayer cover our you know, our costs, our overhead or whatever. Yeah. Like you know,
yeah, because
it's the other thing. Yeah,
they're cutting back on worker wages, and they're saying like Walmart did it, and they still do it. You know, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, just go apply for welfare. Like, just make the rest of the money from welfare. We're not going to pay you that. We're not going to give you that. And it shouldn't go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's why, like, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not a libertarian, but I completely understand anybody that just hates the government in itself because it's like, they're literally just these people's bitches. That's it. They're just the bitch of these people. Like, they just pull up and just, like, use them for whatever. Like, use you for subsidy on this or that or whatever. Yeah. Like,
and anything the government touches, like, turns to shit. Like, anything. Like, I can't name one successful program the government has done or touched upon.
USPS. Not one, bro. Save the USPS.
Nah, dude, the USPS.
You remember that? You guys remember that?
Yeah, bro. That shit was crazy. People were like trying to buy buttons and stuff, dude. Buy mail hats and shit.
Yo, that shit was amazing. That shit was like trending for like maybe a month and then it just disappeared. But that was like a thing of like, save the USPS. They're trying to defund it. I think it was all the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Against Trump or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but like the Post Service runs on a deficit every year. Like they cause debt and they're not even efficient. They suck.
No, of course not.
You ever try to mail something through the Postal Service?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And that whole thing also creates like we were talking about with the companies just saying, oh, you can go get on welfare. Well, then that creates this like huge strain on the like this huge welfare strain where all these different social services are like taking large amounts of people who are going to be drawing from them because their corporations aren't paying them the correct amount. And so then you start seeing all these budgets, 30% of the budget goes to welfare, 30% of the budget goes to, you know, housing or whatever. And then you start saying, well, why the fuck should I be paying that much for those people and this, that, and the other? And then it gets redirected towards individuals. And so they can kind of keep everyone like, A, they're keeping you to like, below sustenance level wages to where you're having to rely on the government. And then they're going to make everyone mad at each other for having to do that rather than being mad at the people who are actually causing the issue in the first place. And so they get cover while they're also like making increased profit margins.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly it. It's like this, you know, it's like that thing where they're chopping up the building that nobody wants to pay for.
Yeah.
And nobody can afford. It's like inefficiency. Like it, they, you know, they, the private sector, like they're inefficient, but in a way where it's like, you know, if you're really rich or whatever, they'll be efficient for you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like in general, their whole model isn't about efficiency. It's about, you know, there's no competition. There's no efficiency. It's just like everything is just covered by the public sector or whatever. It's just like, you know, if you go broke or whatever, just have the government bail you out with taxpayer dollars, you know, or just, you know, it's not really about the true like Adam Smith
vision of
like capitalism. Like that's all gone. Like it's completely gone.
Well, it's just like grab up as much market share as you possibly can, and then you can just hold out on that for as long as you can, and then all competition is going to fall to the wayside eventually, and so then you just have the biggest market share, and you can swing that around like a big dick, and you can make whatever decisions you want to, and make prices whatever you want them to be. It's like Amazon running in a deficit for so long, just like making all these small booksellers go out of business until they were like, yeah, we run this shit now, actually.
Yeah.
There was like many years where they operated at a deficit, but they were like, yeah, we got a long plan. We're going to be fine. And now fuck.
Well, it's also to not get taxed. If you stay in the red, I learned that in like micro econ or whatever, like if you stay in the red or whatever on purpose, because you spend your profits on like expanding the business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you force yourself in the red on paper, then you evade a lot of tax.
Yeah, because you're reinvesting it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And or like, you know, invest it in like these education initiatives or whatever the fuck that they're doing right now that they've got commercials about.
Yeah. Well, Walmart basically did the same thing. Like for a while, it used to be like you would go to a supermarket, right? Say you had a product and you go to a supermarket, you're like, hey, I'm selling my product. This is what it costs to buy it from me. This is what you can sell it to your consumers for. And then Walmart came in and was like, hey, like, oh, you want to sell in my store? Okay. Like I'm buying it for this price. Like, and that, like, there was no choice. There was like, you, if you wanted to sell at Walmart, you had to get that price point, like that they basically offered to you. And it just ruins the whole like idea. It's the same, like, this is getting a little off topic, but like Big Chicken, like Big Tech, there's like a Big Chicken and like,
oh yeah,
the, right, like, right, yeah. Like
Tyson shit, bro.
Tyson literally owns Purdue. Like everything. Like they like own like the eggs, the hatcheries, the feed, where the feed comes from. And they give these chicken farmers like the eggs to hatch. Yeah. Right. And it's like, if they don't do well enough, like, or like, I guess, however the fuck Tyson feels like they're doing that month or year or whatever, they get paid by whatever the, Tyson says they get paid. Like, oh, your chickens weren't that great this year. We're not paying you as much. Meanwhile, the chickens this year could have been the same as last year where you made more. And they control the feeds. They control the hatcheries. They give the farmers no option to go anywhere else and do their own thing. And you're telling me that's not like Monopoly? Because there's because like it's Tyson and Purdue, so it's not a monopoly. There's two or three of them, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's like one picture that's like that graph with all the lines, essentially. Oh, yeah. And it's like everything.
Alexa posted that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everything you see in a supermarket or whatever, and it comes back to basically like six or seven different brands that are all owned under these different monikers, but they're all actually owned by a greater family of brand.
Yeah, like the sunglasses or glasses in general.
Mm-hmm.
They're all owned by like one company or something.
Yeah, and that's how they do it. They like diversify by just like setting up these other little businesses that they then sell through. And instead, somehow we're supposed to believe that's just not a monopoly. Like, oh, well, he's got on four different hats, so it must be four different people.
It's only not a monopoly if like the government it isn't affected. Like like power companies, right? Like they got rid of.
Oh, right.
They made power companies monopolies because like there were too many like overhead lines everywhere. Like look up Manhattan before they got rid of monopolies. I mean, before they told the
like Con Ed. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look up the city, like pictures of the city before they forced one electric company to be in charge because they were like, there's like overhead lines and there's like, look like India, like how India is now. There's like like thousands of like wires for like one house to another, to the other, you know, but and same with water and everything else. And now like if the government isn't affected, they're like, whatever, it's cool. Like, I don't care. But the second they like affect the government with their monopoly, it's like, no, you can't do that. We got to end you. You can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is I feel like, you know, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, like this is not good. No. This is not the, no. And it's not what anybody envisioned for.
Hell no.
Whatever this was supposed to be. If you envision this as like a capitalist country or whatever, like a free market, this is not a free market. Like the free market is not even a real word. Like it's
no.
This is not. There's nothing free about it. Like it's coordinated.
If you had like 100 people that were all gonna like try to go onto some island or something and start a new civilization, and you were all in a room being like, "All right, how are we gonna run this thing?" and someone came up with the way that we're doing now, you'd be like, fuck no, dude. Yeah. You might kill that person and get them out of there just so you don't have to deal with that line of thinking.
Immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Shit is gone completely out of whack. The other thing is that I wanted to talk about. Well, I don't know how. Are you good for like another half hour at least? Or
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, the anonymous thing, I mean, they're like passing that bill. We were talking about it earlier, but like they're trying to pass that bill to make it illegal to post anonymously. They're trying to make it like you gotta give up your ID or whatever. Like England and fucking Australia are talking about like you gotta fucking, you know, prove who you are. We don't want anybody trolling anymore. Like they've been talking about it, and like ever since then, like a month ago that I saw that, I keep like every week I see headlines about that. Of like, you know, trying to make it like a law of like you're not allowed to like troll people anonymously. Like I don't know, it's one of those things that sounds far-fetched or whatever, but like it's not really, honestly.
Yeah, no,
like,
you mentioned that in the chat and I remembered immediately. I was confused. I was like, well, is there any precedent actually for that being like illegal? Like I remember definitely there's being a lot of like hullabaloo about people being like, nah, we want to make you have to have an ID to use a social media account. Like they want you to link your Twitter with an ID or this and that. So I guess I see what you're saying, like about them making it illegal to be anonymous, but I didn't know if there was anything specific like actually out there yet.
There's like bills floating around. Like I don't know if anything's been cemented yet, but like they're trying to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see it happening here just because like people will find ways around it, you know, like people.
Yeah.
Because like the internet, yeah, there's like you have Amazon and every like certain companies own a huge chunk of it, but like the technology behind the internet itself, like you could always get on it without like the need of like those companies. So like if they're saying like, oh, you need an ID to get on like Twitter, fine, but like there's ways around. There's always a way around it. They'll fake ID, or they'll find other ways to communicate. You know what I mean? If you're talking about locking it down completely and like getting rid of free think at all or free speech. Like, yeah, it might happen on Twitter, but like there'll either be other image boards or like boards or other places to talk and communicate, because you can't just like lock people off the internet.
Yeah, there's going to be people that are going to be starting up like more decentralized like nodes, or I don't even know how the fuck internet works, but I imagine it can go like that.
You know,
hopefully there's got to be. I feel like there somebody will innovate it. You know what I mean? Like somebody will come up, like they came up with fucking Bitcoin and shit. Like I'm sure somebody will be like, you know,
there'll be ways around like it.
That. Well, yeah. That's something I saw when I was reading about that new Twitter guy. One of his things was apparently he's quote unquote passionate about starting some sort of social media on the blockchain. I don't even understand what that means, really.
Yeah, but, I have no idea.
But apparently some sort of like blockchain, which is what Bitcoin and such is. But somehow they're planning to try to do something with social media involving that, which I would think would be more decentralized. But I don't really know how any of that works at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know about this shit because I don't know if that'll mean, because a lot of what like Bitcoin and blockchain is like transparency. So I don't know if it'll make it easier to find out the identities of anonymous people if he does it that way or whatever. Or I don't know. I mean, I'm not, who knows? I mean, the guy seems like, I don't know. He seems, if he works for Twitter,
bro.
He's got to be suspicious. Yeah, like off course. The rip. Like he's got to be like, and he's got that like, you know. He had like a woke tweet or something. Somebody was showing, like, I don't know. It's very, who knows with him. But do you think those trag girls, the e-girls, are real, Jugs? Do you think they're real?
I can attest that some are.
you can attest?
Yeah, a majority, I want to say, are just either, I like the federal agents
thing.
You think
Lilith is real? You think she's a real person?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm joking.
I'm totally joking. I know she's real. We talked to her.
Yeah. I get the whole meme of federal agents, and while some actually might be, I honestly believe the majority of them on there are just LARPing. They're not like. Mm-hmm. They project or want to be, but like can't, you know. And there's some that like they act or LARP, and I know them, and like I'm mutuals with them, and like they're like talking all these things, like trad this, trad that. But like in real life, like some of the things they say, like either they're just delusional, because like in reality, there's like certain things that they're saying. It's like
you can't do it.
Like you just can't do it. Like I don't know why you're like, yeah, that's your fantasy, but like you're LARPing. There's no way that's possible in today's age. Sorry, like it's not the 1930s anymore. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I think it's a funny joke to just say everybody's like a Fed. You know, it's funny to accuse anybody of being a Fed online or whatever. But you know, I think most of the time they're not really Feds. They're just like. They believe it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. LARPing is more likely than Fed. Yeah.
They believe it, but they're LARPing.
People who are like heavily socially affected. I feel like that's most people on social media in general that are just like, yeah, this is how I'm going to try to express what I would like to see myself as, or what I would like to see things around me as, or some sort of like, ironic version of that, like some sort of absurdist version, or, you know, whatever. That's where you get a lot of the irony stuff from.
Yeah. Or just for faves or whatever. Like, you know, it's something that's very like media generated.
Yeah. You also have people who claim to be, sorry to cut you off, who claim to be like irony, or they're like irony bros or ironic, but like, they're not actually being ironic. That's just like a defense mechanism. Like, I'm just being ironic when I say I'm a doomer, incel, virgin, weeb loner. Like, I'm just being ironic. I'm not depressed. I don't actually want to kill myself. It's like, then like, why are you saying those things? Like, if you like, it's funny, it's ironic. No, you feel that way. Like it's, you're just projecting it out. And then like when you get called out on it, you're like, oh no, it's just ironic, bro.
Or yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then they'll get very serious about like transphobia or, not voting for Democrats or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like all of a sudden they'll get serious or whatever. Like, obviously, it's like an affect. It's like, all right, it's like a costume to put on, but like they're not serious about it, obviously. Like it's just an aesthetic.
Some people also might be serious about it. They just don't have any way of obtaining that or living that lifestyle. Or, you know, they make earnest attempts too, but like, you know, you can't really even grasp something like that. Like Juggs was saying, it's not the 1930s, you know, and it's not something that's really a realistic vision for most people, even if it's something that seems desirable or that someone earnestly wants. You know, there's a long road for one to get there, especially if you're some sort of urbanite, you know, that doesn't have any type of connection to that type of lifestyle at all. So where do you start? You know, I guess you start by vision planning. You know, you make a vision board, you put your goals on it, you know, make a timeline. You put your tweets on there and you hope that they come true or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like manifesting it. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. A vision board. Yeah, of course. I mean, no disrespect to the trad girls or whatever.
Nah, full fucking disrespect.
Yeah,
I'm just fucking around. I'm cool.
End up barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen and all that. Like, you know,
I used to have like a bit with e-girls before I met my girlfriend. I would basically DM them and I'd be like, put a shoe on your head, right? Not like shoe on head, like the Twitter girl, but like to prove to me that you're not a Fed, like shoe on head.
Something non-algo. Yeah.
So like this my saying was like shoe on head or else she's a Fed. Like that's like, so like if you're talking to a girl and you think she might be like an e-girl and she might be a federal agent, just be like, oh, put a shoe on your head.
Is that why she has that name? Shoe on head?
I think there was probably something like that, but I'm... not sure.
Oh, really?
Like,
I had no idea.
I remember shoe on head being like a very like popular thing on 4chan when like a girl would be like posting, or like an anon quote unquote girl was like, oh, I'm a girl. Like people would be like, oh, put a shoe on your head and timestamp it with the date, the time, your name, your full address, your social security number, you know. Yeah.
From the date next to you. Yeah.
Put a fork on your head, shit like that. I think that's where she got the name from.
Picture today's paper.
but it holds true today.
Pussy from the front, pussy from the side.
Because you can't really sequence. You can't really like fake a shoe on the head. Like it's kind of hard to do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's no Google image. Like, no.
You're not going to find like the random girl on Pinterest with a shoe on her head and like use all her photos. Like,
right. You're like, no, I've seen this one 15 times before. I know you're fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already jerked off to this.
You know? Coomer moment.
Well, yeah, but yeah, we could end it here, but yeah, thanks for coming on, man, and thanks for coming on that Spaces thing. That shit was mad fun. I never done that before.
Nah, we should do space again.
You did a Spaces.
Yeah,
I did I did one. You didn't see it. See what it was like. I was just jokingly. I was completely jokingly just saying like. You know, there was all those spaces trending or whatever, mm-hmm. like, oh, are white people the devil or black people should go to hell or whatever, you know, all this random shit. Yeah. And I was just like, racism equals good? Question mark. And just like, you know, I put that, it's like a draft spaces or whatever. And like, people liked it or whatever. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was just joking around about it. I was like, yo, I'm gonna get Keith Woods. I'm gonna get Hotep Jesus. We're about to go off. And like, then people like liked it for real. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll do this for real.
I don't know how to do spaces, dude. Is there an option on the tweet menu?
Some don't happen yet.
I'm one of those guys, I guess.
Yeah,
I asked Jugs to come on. He came on. That shit was mad fun, though. It was like 250, like 300 people on. It was like
nice.
The best is you can just unmute random people. Like if you've got nothing to fucking talk about, like just unmute a random person and let them go off on like an autistic rant or something or schizophrenic.
That's what I did. I like invited some schizos to speak, and they would just like drive the convo in all types of weird directions.
Sure.
Like,
yes.
Yeah,
man, sounds like the Discord for real.
It does. Yeah,
when I did MySpace, they like. I like unmuted some of my mutuals and they were all too like autistic to speak. Like they wouldn't say a word.
They're just like, mm-mm.
So, yeah, they were like, and then like, I'd be like, oh guys, how do you feel? And they're like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I agree. Like they wouldn't even speak. I had to get like some girls in there. I had like 3 e-girls in there talking. Cause like there was nobody else. So I was like, well, these autists aren't going to talk. And then some dude got mad. He was in my replies like, oh, this fucking guy, he's a loser.
He
like
me.
No, he was like, he didn't unmute me in the space, but he unmuted like these 3 e-girls and he just used it as his chance to flirt. And I'm like, what? Like, huh?
You see, we've mastered it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're autistic, but we've got that right balance of like still being able to communicate, you know? They've gone too far off the deep end, but
yeah, you gotta not talk at the least. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think that's the trick is that the, you know, our followers are all completely off the fucking deep end.
There's a certain strain of autism that just you don't stop talking.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah. Yeah, we had a couple of those in the space. Talking about their Wignat meetups and
what's his name?
I'm like, bro, you're a fucking fed, bro. What are you talking about?
Yo, I thought that was your mutual.
Yo, Chuck thought he was my friend, some random dude. I just let some random dude talk just to see what he would say.
He's like some trucker from out west, and he just went off. Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, the blacks, I'm like, whoa, 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 easy, easy.
I agree with you, but easy, easy.
Like, whoa, grandpa, whoa. Yeah,
53% of the population, whoa, 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 whoa. He's like reading the FBI crime statistics on a space. Like, all right, grandpa.
Whoa, relax. I already know that. Shit. I already know those by heart. You can't.
He's got them printed out in his wallet or something.
Yeah, it's like a wallet-sized fucking FBI crime statistics card or something.
In case I forget, gotta bring that up on the date and all that, you know?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, but thanks for coming on, man.
No problem.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, this was fun.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
I gotta do it again.
Good luck with New York and all that shit.
All right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.